How many times have we heard it preached from Psalms 111 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? Many times from the pulpits of those who teach that the Old Testament scriptures relating to God's commandments do not really apply to believers. A complete examination of the psalm proves otherwise. It informs us that all His commandments are sure, that they stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness, and that God hath commanded His covenant forever. It was Jesus who wrote the Ten Commandments in stone and who said that until heaven and earth pass away, not even the slightest thing would pass from the law. In fact, if any of those commandments could have been changed, He would not have had to die. Because they could not, He laid down His life to pay the death penalty required for our past transgressions and sends us the Holy Spirit of promise, the earnest of our inheritance, so that we might have minds subject to the laws of God. In addition, Scripture reveals that the vast majority of times the term fear the Lord is used, it is directly associated with keeping His commandments and thereby doing His will. Yes, the fear of the Lord is truly the beginning of wisdom. But why is it that most who quote the Scripture stop in the middle of the verse? A full reading may provide the answer. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.